One of those Republican senators is John Sununu of New Hampshire, who joins us now. Senator, what was your reason for breaking ranks with most of your Republicans and supporting a filibuster of the energy bill?
Well, in a bill of this size, I could come up with quite a few reasons. Broadly, the size and scope of the bill was just too much. It violated the Budget Act four different ways. That makes it subject to points of order, even if it were to have moved past the filibuster. There's a very big ethanol provision that doubles the ethanol program in the country, and it's a huge subsidy for agribusiness in the Midwest, and frankly, that means a lot of money redistributed from the West Coast and from New England. There's an MTB liability provision in there that I think unfairly and retroactively strikes down a lawsuit that's taking place in New Hampshire and a few other states. And the tax package in the bill is three times what the president suggested in his original proposal. There's no reason that we should put together a tax package that's so large.
Well, from the sound of your problem is with this bill, even if, say, the MTBE liability question, which is the bill that would spare producers of this gasoline additive any liability for potential environmental damage, a suit brought by your own state. Even if that were taken out, you'd still find this bill. From what you're saying, it sounds like you'd still find it unacceptable.
Oh, without that provision, I would certainly still vote against the bill. It just doesn't do what I think you should do in an energy policy, is create a good level playing field, or as level as possible, and create some incentives for investment, create a better environment for a national electric grid and reliability standards to cover some of the shortcomings we saw recently in the power outage. But then, you know, let the markets work and operate, let entrepreneurs and investors compete. And I think it's that kind of innovation and entrepreneurship that has served America so well for so long, and that should be encouraged. We shouldn't be sitting here in Washington trying to micromanage business or industry or energy markets.
Your leader in the Senate, Senator Bill Frist, says that he's going to hold at least another vote on the energy bill early next week. He needs two more votes to stop the filibuster. You think he'll find him?
No, I don't think he will. And even in a world where he does find two votes to break the filibuster, the bill is still subject to a number of budget points of order. And there are several members who voted to close debate who will vote to sustain the point of order. And I think that means that either way, the bill is dead for the year. I think we're much better off starting from scratch next year and trying to fashion a slimmed-down bill, one that's more focused on some of the reliability issues having to do with electricity, and one that creates a more level playing field and has fewer of these special interest carve-outs.
What do you make of the fact that of the six Republicans who were with you on this, apart from Senator McCain, there were you and your Republican colleague from New Hampshire, Judd Gregg, the two Republican senators from Maine, the Republican senator from Rhode Island, and I might add the formerly Republican senator from Vermont. Something going on in New England here.
Well, the MTBE provisions and the liability provision on MTBE and the ethanol provision hit New England particularly hard. As a group, we were willing to filibuster the bill. On a final passage on this bill, you'd have 6, 8, 10 more Republicans joining us to oppose the bill for those and other reasons, the fiscal reasons, the budget reasons that I mentioned.
Last point, did the White House try to convince you otherwise on this? And was there anything persuasive in there? Obviously, they didn't carry the day with you, but did they score any points at all with you?
No. They tried, and I was happy to speak to Spencer Abraham, the Secretary of Energy, and to a few of the senior staff members in the White House about the bill, about their concerns, their desire to have an up or down vote on the president's initiative. You know, they called, and it's a polite conversation, but at the end of the day, you have to do what you think is right.
Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.